Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. SkyTeam Global Airline Alliance welcomes SAS as new member. The inclusion of SAS as a member of SkyTeam establishes the alliance as the sole airline consortium to operate at both the southernmost and northernmost commercial airports globally, Ushuaia in Argentina and Svalbard in Norway. Scandinavian Airline System Denmark-Norway-Sweden, SAS, the flag carrier airline of Denmark, Norway, and Sweden, has officially become a member of the SkyTeam Global Airline Alliance, representing a significant achievement for the airline and enhancing the global network of SkyTeam. With its integration into SkyTeam, SAS plays a vital role in the alliance's strategic emphasis on operational efficiencies and sustainability initiatives. Customers of SAS will enjoy improved connectivity to more than 1,060 destinations within SkyTeam's vast global network, particularly unlocking new possibilities in regions such as Africa, Latin America, and the Caribbean. Existing codeshare agreements with Air France KLM are already established, with plans for additional codeshare arrangements with other SkyTeam members in the future. Andres Conesa, the chairman of SkyTeam, expressed his enthusiasm by stating, "We are pleased to welcome SAS into the SkyTeam family, a customer-oriented airline that aligns with our vision of providing a seamless experience throughout our network. As we near our 25th anniversary, we are confident that SAS will contribute to creating new opportunities for our customers. This marks the commencement of a new chapter for SAS. Effective immediately, our customers will benefit from a seamless transition to SkyTeam, a result of the dedicated efforts of all SAS team members. This partnership will create new opportunities for our travelers, enhance our global network, and enable us to work closely with other airlines that share our vision. Collectively, we will provide even greater value to our customers while reinforcing our standing in the global aviation industry. We are excited to continue linking the world to Scandinavia and to enhance the travel experience for our passengers," stated Anko van der Werf, President and CEO of SAS. SkyTeam's CEO, Patrick Roux, remarked, "At SkyTeam, our objective is to establish the most integrated and seamless alliance, promoting robust collaboration that consistently delivers outstanding value to our customers, employees, and member airlines. We are firm believers in the strength of teamwork to facilitate a smooth and unified travel experience. We are privileged to welcome SAS as a new member and eagerly anticipate supporting their path to future success while fortifying the connections within our global network. SAS customers will now have enhanced travel opportunities, including access to a wide range of destinations that were not previously accessible. EuroBonus members are set to gain substantial advantages. Effective immediately, they can earn and redeem points with the majority of SkyTeam airlines, while Gold and Diamond members will benefit from Sky Priority services and lounges globally. Additionally, SAS EuroBonus Silver members will be acknowledged as SkyTeam Elite, while Gold and Diamond members will receive the superior status of Elite Plus, which provides them with improved services throughout the SkyTeam network. The inclusion of SAS as a member of SkyTeam establishes the alliance as the sole airline consortium to operate at both the southernmost and northernmost commercial airports globally, Ushuaia in Argentina and Svalbard in Norway. This enhancement significantly broadens the alliance's presence in vital international markets, facilitating better access to essential Scandinavian hubs such as Copenhagen, Stockholm, and Oslo. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.